finally, I would like to explain about the fourth quarter as well as the full fiscal year's business situation and also the global business we anticipate for this year. Now, for the domestic enterprise business, this page shows one of the three C's, the cloud and data center security. And here is the highlights. As indicated here, as mentioned at the beginning, for the cloud environment and the data center, the deep security related sales has grown approximately 38%. 2 years ago, we were able to get a very big business. So revenue wise, we were looking at getting even higher revenues, and our Japanese goals have not been attained, but we have been able to grow the business. As for new business, there is deep security implemented as a security as a service. And our partners have been able to start remote management services, and so therefore we are getting a track record here. And for SSL server certificates, we have started delivery here in Japan. We haven't had anything big yet, but we are seeing solid growth here. There's Works Applications. Works Applications is using AWS and Deep Security, and they have been ahead in moving forward with a SaaS approach, and they are also using SSL as well and providing services. The second highlight is as follows. The alliance with our partners has been strengthened. For AWS, we have seen a growth of 50% compared to the previous year, and VMware as well. We are seeing solid growth. Now, the standard security is, for all practical purposes, us. And so for the 2014, VMware provided us with the Technical Partner of the Year award. And for Azure as well, we announced the collaboration in security last year, and we have a track record now here in Japan, and we're now trying to broaden this in Asia as well. As for the monitoring services, Cloud Pak is where there are AWS services provided. A monitoring service 24 hours a day, 365 days a year has started with our deep security, and also Hitachi Solutions with the 2003 server. The EOS was announced, and so a considerable number of customers have started to access, and there's a considerable number of customer closings, and many partners have started this kind of monitoring service. And this year, as the end of service of the 2003 server proceeds, we would like to push forward with our efforts here. As for the lowlights, we want to make things easier for our partners to sell. And there's a lot more that we can do in this area, so we consider this a lowlight. And for 2015, the cloud and data center security, we want to work together with the three companies, VMware, Amazon, and Microsoft, even more strongly together.
And for VMware, NSX has been announced. Starting from January, we delivered the deep security for NSX, and we already have the first user. VMware is very much focused on NSX. And the introduction of NSX improves efficiency and productivity. Now it comes with security. So VMware is really focused on selling NSX, and we are always invited to these programs and events, and our partner VMware is really trying to combine VMware and Trend Micro products together as a package. As for Microsoft, we started the Azure program last year, and Office 365. Toward the end of this year, delivery will start in Japan. So we have started first test phase with some specific users, and Office 365 top resellers and Microsoft will work together with us to offer this new collaboration. This is another potential huge revenue stream. Now, cloud and virtualization. We wanted to increase the introduction rate by collaborating with the sales partners, and we will be accelerating our efforts to share our expertise with them. Moving on to the second C, custom defense. Paid support was one of the highlights. So we cannot just deliver the product, we have to share our expertise and know-how as well. And we have good track record with the governments, government organizations, and we also have received requests to help them build CSERTs and SOCs. So we have started providing new service supports. We have started working with Interpol as well. Email inspector business has also started. And we have reflected the requests from Japanese customers. So we have customized this quite a lot. And this EDDI is something that we have great expectations for this year. And we also have solutions for the residential identification number. And we will be working closely together with local governments, and we expect great business for Discovery Series. And for customer defense, you can see all the highlights here. Using the Discovery for monitoring a service is now very common, and we have much bigger track records than before. And we'll be expanding this business with our partners. As for the latest technologies, NEC has announced its SDN, working together with Trend Micro. So this is another partnership with partnership that we can be proud of. Now, business plan for 2015. HP and IBM were already mentioned. We have the 3C, which really helps collaboration with our partners. While the vendor maybe was a good idea in the past, but no longer the case. So we want to integrate all the 3Cs, and we want to integrate things with our partners' products and services. And we have the residential identification number as well as preparation for 2020 Olympics. So there is like a really strong security demand being generated right now. And Trend Micro is doing a very good job of getting into this space, and we're trying to dig this area even deeper with our partners. Now, SaaS-type remote service is growing very nicely at the moment. So this is SME security without involvement of server, and this area is showing a very fast growth rate. And for specific use, such as control and embedded systems, we have new versions of solutions which are growing very fast. I don't think I have enough time to go the details to go through the details, but let's talk about 2015 business plan. Now, SaaS type security products for SMEs is growing very fast, and we want to introduce things that can be added on top. One is called UTM, and this can be combined with our cloud technology, and this is going to be a very timely provision of protection, and also this is a tool that can be used to control with a partner. And this is a new solution to be introduced in spring, potentially offering a new area for growth. And our key partners have already fully committed to this initiative, so hopefully we can see a fast growth starting from April. And secondly, Office 365 and other SaaS type solutions. And now we can do the comprehensive and integrated management, including things that have been added on by our partners. And this is another potential growth area for our commercial activities. So that was all good news. Now I need to start the talk about consumer business. I shouldn't sound too pessimistic, but the numbers in Japan was quite good because of the XP impact. And we have made great achievements in Q1 and also for full year. Within Japan, we did not lose the number of customers. We actually increased the number of customers. And in December, a new concept was also introduced, which is called Okaeri. For 2015, for the domestic market, we have a lot of threats from online banking, and more than 2 billion yen damage was incurred. And we also want to create new solutions for IoE and IoT before the end of the year. So we have consumers, devices, and many different points of contact or touch points. And we need to change the way we deliver things based on these changes that are happening. In the UK and Germany, renewal business has grown double-digit, and the online new business also has grown double-digit in Japan and Australia. And for global, the growth was slow, but for premium model, we have 7 million users already. So this year, we need to monetize this customer base. And also for the US market, we need to execute the plans for overseas consumers. We will be implementing a new monetization model. I'm sorry, I had to skip through some of the slides toward the end because of the time limitations. But thank you for your kind attention.